This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A national use of force expert testified that Aurora police officers Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt didn't properly follow their own training in handling Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Mark Brown is a former police officer and now an instructor at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. He says the two officers facing manslaughter charges in McClain's death should have listened to his cries that he couldn't breathe. Brown says officers were trained that when someone is in respiratory distress, they check in on them and call for medical assistance. They did call for help, but when paramedics got there, they didn't tell them about his condition. Rather, they said he had, quote, superhuman strength. Defense attorneys pointed out that supervising sergeants on the scene didn't correct the officers and their behavior, and that the paramedics who got there also didn't act with urgency. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The trial continues tomorrow. When the U.S. House voted to keep the government running Saturday, two Colorado Republicans voted against it, Representatives Ken Buck and Lauren Boebert. Here's Boebert.
I want to break the bipartisan muscle memory of continuing resolutions and omnibus bills. This is not how we should fund the federal government.
Democrat Jason Crow voted yes to keep the government open, but he wanted more from the funding bill.
I certainly would have wanted Ukraine funding, but we've got to fund our own government. We're going to do that.
Saturday's vote funds the federal government through November 17th. All of Colorado's Democrats and Republican Doug Lamborn voted for the funding measure. This is CPR News.